stared into the black fires that burn behind the eyes of death. Brahma stared at the map, then looked back to the screen of crystal, about which a bronze naga twisted, tail and teeth.
"Burning, O priest?" "Burning, Brahma. The whole warehouse district. Order the people to quench the fires. They are already doing so, Mighty One. Then why trouble me with the matter? There is fear, Great One."
"Fear? Fear of what?"
"The Black One, whose name I may not speak in your presence, whose strength has grown steadily in the south, he who controls the sea lanes, cutting off trade."
"Why should you be afraid to speak the name of Niriti before me? I know of the Black One. Do you feel he started the fires?"
"Yes, Great One, or rather some accursed one in his pay did it. There is much talk that he seeks to cut us off from the rest of the world, to drain our wealth, destroy our stores, and weaken our spirits, because he plans
to invade you, of course.
You have said it, Potent One."
"It may be true, my priest. So tell me, do you fear your gods will not stand by you if the Lord of Evil attacks?"
"There has never been any doubt, Most Puissant One. We simply wanted to remind you of the possibility and renew our perpetual supplication for mercy and divine protection."
"You have made your point, priest. Fear not." Brahma ended the transmission. "He will attack."
"Of course."
"And how strong is he, I wonder? No one really knows how strong he is, Ganesha, do they?"
"You ask me, my lord, your humble policy advisor?"
"I do not see anyone else present, humble god-maker. Do you know of anyone who might have information?"
"No, lord, I do not. Everyone avoids the foul one as though he were the real death. Generally, he is. As you are aware, the three demigods I sent south did not return."
"They were strong, too, whatever their names, weren't they? How long ago was that?"
"The last was a year ago, when we sent the new Agni."
"Yes, he wasn't very good, though. Still used incendiary grenades, but strong."
"Morally, perhaps. When there are fewer gods, one must settle for demigods."
"In the old days, I would have taken the Thunder Chariot."
"In the old days, there was no Thunder Chariot. Lord Yama,
silence!"
"We have a Thunder Chariot now. I think the tall man of smoke, who wears a wide hat, shall bend above Niriti's palace."
"Brahma, I think Niriti can stop the Thunder Chariot."
"Why so?"
"From some first-hand reports I've heard, I believe that he has used guided missiles against warships sent after his brigands."
"Why did you not tell me of this sooner?"
"They are very recent reports. This is the first chance I have had to broach the subject."
"Then you do not feel we should attack?"
"No. Wait. Let him move first, that we may judge his strength."
"This would involve sacrificing Maharatha, would it not?"
"So? Have you never seen a city fall? How will Maharatha benefit him by itself and for a time? If we cannot reclaim it, then let the man of smoke nod his wide, white hat over Maharatha."
"You are right. It will be worth it to assess his power properly and to drain a portion of it away. In the meantime, we must prepare."
"Yes. What will your order be?"
"Alert all the powers in the city. Recall Lord Indra from the eastern continent. At once."
"Thy will be done."
"And alert the other five cities of the river, Lananda, Kaipur, Kilbar,
immediately."
"Go then."
"I am already gone."
Time like an ocean, space like its water, Sam in the middle, standing, decided. "God of death," he called out, "enumerate our strengths." Yama stretched and yawned, then rose from the scarlet couch upon which he had been dozing, almost invisible. He crossed the room, stared into Sam's eyes. Without raising aspect, here is my attribute. Sam met his gaze, held it. This is in answer to my question?
Partly, replied Yama.
But mainly it was to test your own power. It appears to be returning. You bore my death gaze longer than any mortal could. I know my power is returning. I can feel it. Many things are returning now. During the weeks we have dwelled here in Ratri's palace, I have meditated upon my past lives. They were not all failures, Death God. I have decided this today. Though heaven has beaten me at every turn, each victory has cost them much.
Yes, it would seem you are rather a man of destiny. They are actually weaker now than they were the day you challenged their power at Maharatha. They are also relatively weaker. This is because men are stronger. The gods broke Keenset, but they did not break acceleration. Then they tried to bury Buddhism within their own teachings, but they could not. I cannot really say whether your religion helped with the plot of this tale you are writing, by encouraging acceleration in any way whatsoever. But then none of the gods could say either. It served as a good fog, though. It diverted their attention from mischief they might have been doing, and since it did happen to take as a teaching, their efforts against it served to arouse some anti-deocrat sentiment. You would seem inspired if you didn't seem shrewd.
Thank you. Do you want my blessing?
No. Do you want mine?
Perhaps, Death.
Later.
But you did not answer my question. Please tell me what strengths lie with us.
Very well. Lord Kubera will arrive shortly.
Kubera? Where is he?
He has dwelled in hiding over the years, leaking scientific knowledge into the world.
Over so many years? His body must be ancient. How could he have managed?
Do you forget Narada?
My old physician from Kapil?
The same.
When you dispersed your lancers after your battle in Maharatha, he retreated into the backlands with a service of retainers. He packed with him all the equipment you had taken from the Hall of Karma.